2006, 463, and this one is on 490, and this is on Broad Street. It's Broad and Park. It's a big apartment building on Broad and Park. And so those are the three murals.
Okay.
And so
let's start first with your name.
Okay.
Who are you?
Emida Roller.
Emida Roller.
Yeah, so it's E-M-I-D-A, Emida. Roller as in R-O-L-L-E-R.
And then these are like three people. These are heroes that the community selected.
Yeah, right? So there were, I don't know how many of them they had to choose for, but they had to narrow it down to 15. And then from 15, they had to narrow it down to, they had to vote on the 15. And then the top nine got to be on here. Mm-hmm. The ninth person here chose not to be their face on there, but it, we're referring to her as the person who started the library. She was really instrumental in getting the library going here. So you see a kid reading a book. Her name is on the book. And then the new library is on the face of the book there. So. So they had nine heroes from the community, and most of them are Puerto Rican, but some of them are from Dominican Republic, and one is from Honduras. Honduras, yeah. And trying to think of what else. So I'm not sure how people decided to vote, but the community decided, and this is the result. And I was just giving the photos of all nine, and to create something. So I just figured just do a portrait of them and put their name and. The communities would now decide, you know, if they want to look them up and see what they did, that would be cool. I didn't want to put a lot of lettering in it, but more just showcasing them.
Lovely. And then you're going to make the whole nine murals today?
We're working on the background today and tomorrow. We're going to be at the church around on Broad Street tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So let the community members paint with us so they can paint the background, and then as an artist, I'll do the more detail on the faces and stuff. But this is more finding a way to involve the community without them necessarily being painters, but they can help.
Yeah, of course.
So that's why we're just smooshing. We take old brushes, three colors, and they just mix it up.
Beautiful.
And then I'll just come over and then make it look professional before I... But I think for me, as beautiful as the mural is when it's all done, I think the process of getting there is important too. And
of course.
I think, community members feeling like they were part of it. There's that ownership too. Like, okay, we helped with that and we created that.
Of course.
So I'm really excited about involving the community. So.
I agree with all what you have said. Can you explain me, Emeline, a little bit about the technique of these murals? How do they work?
The fabric here is called polytab. It's a material it's a non-woven material that's used by the clothing industry. So when I buy a bite, 250 yards by 5 feet. So this is what it feels like before you paint it. Want to touch that? It's just like a non-woven bag, like an interfacing material. Then I prime it, and then we paint on it. By the time I put the top coat and anti-graffiti on it, it becomes very vinyl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like it feels like latex paint. It becomes heavy and vinyl, and it's guaranteed to last anywhere from 30 to 50 years.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The very
first, the very first,
so
I know, the very first one painted was painted 31 years ago, and it's still up, and it still looks fantastic. It's in Philadelphia. It's Dr. J. You're going to look up Dr. J mural in Philadelphia. That's they painted on this fabric and installed it. So I use 100% acrylic gloss gel medium to glue it to the wall.
And then it's permanent. You cannot move it.
It's permanent. It becomes part of the wall.
attaches to it like a tattoo.
But what they want to do, they don't want it glued directly on the wall, so we're going to glue them on panels. That's why I have the line. So this is, the panels will be 8 by 4 feet. So each mural will have two panels. So this is 8 by 8.
And the panel is wood or
it's aluminum.
Or aluminum.
Yeah. And
they will still kind of light.
Yeah. So I'll glue this to the panel, and then they will install it into the wall. If they ever decide
to
move the mural, if they have to take down the building, they don't have to destroy the mural. Uh-huh. They can take it off.
That's cool.
So so that's what's really cool about this, that uh-huh. they can move these around and they'll still be good to use anywhere. So, but right now they're gonna be installed directly into the they'll drill them into the brick, and if for any reason down the road they want to move it, they can.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And what are the political implications of this project?
I'm not sure if there's. I know that part. But I'm the artist. I'm the lead artist. I'm the one who gets the painting done. The rest of it will have to be. You talk to Logan. Logan is behind. They know all why they chose. I think the community had to vote, so they know why they chose these uh-huh. different. There were a lot of heroes, but why they narrowed it down to 9? I'm not sure what specifically made them narrow it down to these 9. But uh-huh. You have to talk to the committee that uh-huh. came up with the plan.
I will. Where are you from?
Actually, I live northeast of Connecticut, right the border of Rhode Island and Massachusetts.
Ah, okay, so you're visiting Hartford these days for this project.
Yes.
Awesome.
I just did one in Southampton.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing one in Mansfield. I'm moving around Connecticut and uh-huh. painting with the community. So it's been fun. It's a great way to know Connecticut, because a year ago I moved from Madison, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a great way to get to know the people and the state. And
well, Medellin, it's a pleasure meeting you. Thank you for leading this project.
Sure.
thank you for your words.
Thank
and the
you.
Time. And thank you. Yeah, I'll be around, but I'll help in a little bit.
Okay.
I'm just kind of